Stuff like that. I ordinarily don't pray if I'm doing the sermon, but a lot more people than me won't be getting up to the mic. So if you can all kneel, please do so. We're going to pray. Let's bow your hearts. Oops. Hold on a second here. Sorry. Wow. This is odd. Okay. Now it's working. Okay. Sorry about that. All right. Please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing us and giving us that which we need each and every day. And thank you for revealing to us years ago together every month to glorify you and to praise you, as the word says, before the great congregation, as David would say. Thank you for giving us remembrance of all things you have revealed unto us in the last 30 days. And those of us that have been with us for, you know, just a few weeks, let's say, new people, thank you for reminding them of what you have done for them the last few decades. You know, because we all need to hear it, because it's amazing to hear the things that you're doing with your children. And thank you for blessing everyone here in attendance with more peace, faith, love, wisdom, focus, everything that we all need to grow in Christ so as to be ready for the latter rain. And we offer this prayer and every one of these praises in the name of your Son, our Savior and King for eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay. All right. And if you're just joining us, communion's next week. So I got a few here that testimonies from quite a few of the brethren. But I'm not going to share all of them at once, because Sister Minnie's going to be picking up a bunch. And then, because those of you that don't have reliable mics, oh, yeah, that's right. We use Turbo to bring in the audio. And so we only have 20 mics for that, but we only use like maybe 10. But still, for those of you that are unable to get to a mic, or your mic is kind of campy, or you don't know how to set it up, whatever the case may be, just put your testimony in the text chat, or send a private message to Sister Mindy, or anybody for that matter. You know, but Mindy usually handles all that. And so, but I want to share, you know, some things that the Lord blessed me with, and He just, you know, especially like, you know, the most important thing that it's kind of hard for me to figure out a way to share this, but yeah, because like I deal with an awful lot of attacks, and I'm concerned for those nearest to me, and, you know, especially those that aren't ready, so it kind of stresses me out and stuff, and I shouldn't let it stress me out, and I've been getting better at it. But the Lord revealed to me, because I did the study on this, and as a matter of fact, He woke me up in the middle of the night about a week or two ago on this, and reminded me of what Elisha said when Jehoshaphat stepped up with Jehoram and the other guy, the other king, and then of all the thousands of the men, they're all thirsty and they're all yelling and, you know, just getting in Elisha's face, and now Jehoshaphat, which kind of confused Elijah if you think about it, because what are you doing here with these guys? Because that's the way it happens a lot, and that had a bother him too. And he got a little upset, which the event was, you know, he had to. Righteous indignation is what he did. He displayed it. He did it right. But at the same time, he also understood, because Jehoshaphat is standing there, that the people of God need to be blessed in this situation, even though they shouldn't be yoking unequally. He shouldn't have been with those kings. But for the sake, because Elisha even said something like in today's language, you know, if it wasn't for Jehoshaphat standing here, I wouldn't even give you guys a time of day. In today's language, that's more or less what he said. And so he said, bring me a minstrel, because he wasn't going to be able to go to the Lord with all that in his mind, because it was just grating on him like it does on me, you know, and like any of us that have loved ones that aren't where they should be. And so, like I said, the Lord revealed on for me to seek out a minstrel. And a minstrel can be anything from actual music, and which I did find some beautiful music, some old guy that does this harp thing, you know, with harp's always been my favorite instrument. And so he's, thanks, Brother Anthony, right there, 2 Kings chapter 3. That's the whole thing that went down there. Yeah, 11 to 15. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm not going to read it. You guys can read it if you want to read it, because I don't want to drag on, you know, with the testimony, because there's so many people that have to share too. The Lord really blessed me in this, because, and like I said, it doesn't have to just be music, because I've noticed this too, and the Lord reminded me, says, you know, like when you go out to the midday prayer, you know, like the thought voice, you know, the thoughts come to mind, says, you know, this is why for the last couple, 3 years, when I go out to the midday prayer, I put on scripture music. You know, no words, just it's usually harp. Like I have on WTPR Live right now, like if we all said bye-bye and I turn on the music, that's what I carry out there with me when I'm walking around. But I came across Psalm 23 by I think it's called calmingharp.com or something like that, or harpcalm.com, I don't know. But man, oh man, and they're using the notes that were found in Scripture, and it's a hard way to find the notes because of the way they're hidden in the words and stuff like that, but you can find them, but you have to do this Hebrew-type study, but they're there, you know. I never found them, but the way the guy explained it in the one video is perfect. Yeah, obviously, the way David wrote that psalm, the notes are in it, and that's why you see words like Selah, which means pause. You don't say the word Selah, you know, you just pause. You know, like sometimes in a song, the singer stops singing, and then the music takes over for like 30 seconds or so. And so, but yeah, it really does calm the heart and puts everything in perspective. Our Father really is in control. It's just Satan's trying to make us think he's not. And so I get stressed out. I'm thinking, and then the Lord kept on reminding me, and I even put it on my computer, and I'm praising him for this left and right. I put on my computer that the Lord can do, it's a quote from Sister White, I don't remember exactly where it's at, but when it pops up, it tells me where it's at, but it popped up yesterday. It'll pop up sometime next week again, where it says, the Lord can do in a moment or a split second or something like that, you know, to reach people that we can't do in a lifetime. And so that calms me to know that, okay, maybe they're not, the ones that are closest to me aren't getting it now, but maybe they'll get it later. And so, because stress can kill you. Because all these weird medical issues I have are all based on stress. And so, you know, and I want to praise his name for that, because it's just another method for me to calm down. And I thought, wow, just by, and then the other thing with the minstrel is, and I prefer the scripture music and then the harp music because it's so beautiful. No drums or stuff. It's just so, I can understand why David would play that song. It was just so beautiful. But you can also have, you can use a minstrel of just reading psalms or singing it. That's another thing he reviewed, because I just would go out in the woods and I always pray out loud, and sometimes I'll just sing. I'll read the psalm, and I'll, you know, because I haven't done it lately, but there have been times where I have, especially if I'm alone, I'll go out there and I'll sing to him using his word. And that is the same as a minstrel or just reading it. As soon as I could find it, now I don't know if, I think he is a Sabbath keeper. I think they're Messianic Jews. But don't quote me on that. I'm not going to back them or fund them or anything like that. It's just the guy's blessed when he's playing that harp. He's an old guy and all whited up, you know, white hair and all that. But yeah, I'll stick it in the room in a moment as soon as I get off the mic here. But I also wanted to, I had another praise here, you know, because I need to have that minstrel, because when the enemy attacks me like this and knocks me down or tries to knock me down, it slows the work. And I like being able to do things in 1 hour that used to take me 10 or 15 hours years ago before I had all the tools that he has given me now, that the Lord has given me. And I just don't like just sitting around doing nothing, you know, because I know, like, when we finally get kicked off the internet and I can't put stuff online and stuff like that, I'll still be able to put stuff on flash drives and stuff like that so that I can hand that out. But when that day comes when I can't do it on screen, I'll be doing it on the street again, you know, because I just can't sit around twiddling my thumbs. I did that way too long when I was a young man, and I finally snapped out of it, and I praise God for that. But one more praise here that I want to... Well, let me read what Brother Daniel sent. And he said that he sent this... I don't know when he sent it. It was sometime this week or last week. He says, Sabbath blessings, everyone. This is Brother Daniel, by the way. And then I got a Brother Dan after that. So I don't know if it's the same Daniel or Dan, because sometimes I get it in the PM and it's Dan, and sometimes in the email it's Danielle. So I don't know. We got a lot of Dans in the church. I know that. And so he says, I read a recent article that 48% of Americans believe that they will see climate change. They will see climate change destroy the earth in their lifetime. Praise the Lord that we are that close to his coming and that we are alive in these end times. Wow, I just didn't even realize the connection there. Because, yeah, he sent this to me more than a week ago, I'm thinking. And this is a praise I wanted to share in regards to, and I'm thinking of putting this on the climate change page as well. Most of it's already there. Links are already there. But I praise the Lord. We are living in an age where what the Lord revealed to us well over 20 years ago is now coming to fruition right before our eyes. And no, this doesn't glorify us at all. It vindicates us in our heart, gives a little bit more confidence in our faith to know that he used us enough to show us what they were going to do. That's when, like, I remember when I first started out online, and one of the reasons the Catholic Church was attacking me is because we were able to tell, and I'll never say I in this respect, because it wasn't just me. It was my brothers and sisters in the faith that were involved when we were doing the bulletin boards back before the websites. And I always just say the reason they're getting so angry and the reason they're coming against us and hacking and attacking is because we could tell you tomorrow, or we could tell you today what the Pope's going to do tomorrow. And that angers them because we're vocal enough to say it and we're well-learned enough to share it in Scripture. We don't sit there and say, thus saith me. No, thus saith the Lord. And so I praise the Lord that we are in an age where the Lord has revealed to us decades ago what's happening now. And again, it doesn't glorify us, for we didn't write the prophecies. It glorifies the Lord who revealed his prophetic word to us. He trusted us enough for that. And so we stay on the path even stronger and hopefully get that latter rain if we don't fall off those edges. But we have been declaring, as I said, over two decades, that the Pope will demand a Sunday Sabbath laws to combat climate change. Now, I'm just going to read the headlines. Of 1, 2, 3, 4. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to put them all into the room and after church, go to these links because I'm going to put the links with them. This is why I'm thinking of putting this on climate change page. I can't make a video about this because it'll just get deleted. It'll just get deleted. You know, and I'll just have to put it on BitChute or someplace else like Rumble. And you're not going to get as much traffic there. But check this out. The first headline is, Pope Francis says the problem of climate change is a religious problem. And then at the World Economic Forum, they want to criminalize climate inaction. You know, laws against someone breaking climate change laws or something, right? And then not too long ago, or a couple, 3 weeks ago, the Pope declared he wants a weekly Earth Sabbath. And that was in a video. And then in the last one, it's the Pope literally calls for an Earth Sabbath to combat climate change. It's like he was sitting in our living room. But now we know what happened here. The Lord revealed these things to us so that when it actually happens, he's not looking to vindicate us at all. He's looking to vindicate the truth we present. And so when people go out there and they see, when people out there in the world see that these things that we said decades ago are happening now, yes, they're going to realize, okay, that has to be a pretty safe church to join because all the other churches are climbing up on this. I mean, like the Seventh-day Adventist leader, Ted Wilson, says there's nothing in the pipeline regarding Sunday laws, but yet there's thousands of articles that we've had for years now. And now with this happening, yeah, makes them look pretty bad now. And so that's another reason for the exodus from the SDA church. So, but wow, I just realized what Brother Daniel sent me regarding the climate change thing and what the people did. Because I ran across somebody the other day as well when I was talking to him and I was going to hand him a track. And and I saw a video of a street preacher, and the guy says, I don't want nothing to do with your anti-whatever propaganda. All I know is the world's coming to an end because of climate change. Some old guy. And he gets in his car in the Walmart parking lot and speeds off. They're believing all this stuff about climate change. But there's truth out there that shows it's not about climate change. These are the final signs of Christ's return. So, all right, so let me drop the mic. I don't know. Let me just do another one because I don't see nobody with their hand up yet, so I'll keep going. Brother Dan now sent me a praise, and he says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I want to praise God for giving me a new understanding of his love and mercy. I have read and reread stories penned in the Bible, but never fully understood many of the nuances of what God is saying. They were just stories to me. In rereading Leviticus and Numbers, I finally understand the enormity of what the children of Israel went through and God's unmitigated love for his children. My finite mind can barely conceive the magnitude of what God accomplished in the 40 years the Israelites wandered in the desert. The awesomeness and holiness of our Lord were revealed in a new way to me. I praise his holy name that he allowed me to see the level of his love for his children. It truly brought to mind the expression that those with eyes to see will comprehend the things of God. I just want to praise the Lord that he gave me a glimpse into the reality of why I serve a living God. Amen, Brother Dan. Amen. Well said. And for those of you that, it's good advice to jump into Leviticus and Numbers, obviously, too. Yeah, but read the book of Hosea. If you want to see, it might even bring you to tears. When you look at Hosea, representing the prophet Hosea, it's a short book. Just read about how Hosea was used of God to represent God to the people of Israel. And then his wife, Homer, I guess her name was, and she was representing an adulterous Israel and how God still went for her and grabbed her back even after she left him and did all those bad things. And then she was cast out like it always happens. You step away from God, then you're in Satan's, playground, and he'll give you all sorts of things that you think are fun to do, and then all of a sudden, he drops the other shoe, and then life just stinks, it's bad, but then God's right there and says, okay, now, can you come back now? Can you come back? Please, can you? It's like the prodigal son. The father didn't just mosey on up to the kid when he saw him in the distance. No, he dropped everything and just ran to that kid, hoping he won't change his mind and keep coming, and I'll grab him and hug him. Even though he wasted all the money I gave him and all the blessings I gave him, looking at the prophetic whispers here, that he finally came back to me, yeah. This is how much he loves us, so yeah. Numbers, Leviticus, or Hosea. Because that's a hard read, Hosea, because it'll literally, when you see how much God cried out to them, to Israel, why are you doing this? I love you so much, and that's what he's doing right now to everybody. And when that letter really falls, it's going to be pretty graphic. And that's why the enemy's souls are going to get all upset. And I see Sister Mindy has her hand up, so I'm dropping the mic.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? All right. Praise the Lord. I've got several praises to share, and I've got some that were shared earlier in the children study. I'll go ahead and read Sister Barbara's that she just posted in the chat room. She says, Sabbath blessings, everyone. I want to praise the Lord for his everyday blessings. We are so blessed to have the Lord by our side every day. How much he loves us. I have no words that would ever praise him sufficiently, and I will always praise the Lord for this church family. Praise the Lord, sister, and I'm sure we all echo that praise. All right, so let me get to my list here that I copied and pasted. Okay, so. These are praises shared earlier in the children's study. Sister Jana, praise the Lord for another Sabbath day. Yes, praise the Lord. We love our Sabbath days. Sister Luna says, I praise God for all healings. Praise the Lord. Sister Vanessa, praise the Lord for his peace that surpasses all understanding during this difficult time. Praise the Lord, sister, and we are keeping you and your family in our prayers as well. Sister Isabel, praise the Lord for this wonderful Sabbath and thank God for the roof we have, the food and water and stuff we don't even need. Praise the Lord, sister. Sister Ida has, I praise the Lord for all he does. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Damien, I praise God for my family. Praise the Lord, brother. Sister Jania, praise the Lord for the Sabbath today, for all his blessings, healings, and protection. Amen. Praise the Lord, sister. Gabriel and Isaiah, praise the Lord for all the blessings and for all the healing he has done, for the nice weather, for allowing us to be able to be here another Sabbath day, for keeping us safe throughout the week, for this church family, for the roof over our head, and for the food he provides. Praise the Lord for all the wonderful praises. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Sister Janiza, I praise the Lord for all the many blessings he has given my family while enjoying the summer break and the beautiful weather. Me, Alvin, and the kids would go out to do some exercises to keep our bodies strong and healthy. Another is for blessing my kids with the desire to improve their talents. They are learning to play music instruments through self-study. Praise the Lord. Including myself. I'm learning to play ukulele, too. Thank you, Lord. She has the capital letters. My parents are also having fun with their gardening. Lastly, I thank him for guiding us in every decision we make where we fear to run ahead and regret our actions at the end. Praise the Lord, sister. And then Sister Neely, I praise the Lord for my family and Jesus. And then Brother Alex PM'd me. I want to praise the Lord for the opportunity a while ago to visit a small island town. We had planned to distribute tracts and docks. Unfortunately, it rained very much that day, and we decided to push through anyway and get to the docks and then see what happens. When we arrived, it stopped raining, and some people came out. Upon returning afterwards, it began to rain again. It was a good lesson to learn that even if the situation is discouraging on all fronts, push through anyway and see what the Lord will do. Amen. We get to see God's hand move when we do that. Later that day, we decided to walk at the park. When we finished our walk, it turned out the driver had left to return later. While we waited, we happened to discover that one of the shelters with the fireplace still had hot coals with some pieces of wood to burn. This was very welcome because it had been cold. It felt like the Lord knew we were coming and that it was going to be cold, so we put the idea in whoever started the fire to leave the coals burning. It brought to mind the promise of Isaiah 33:16. Though it does not mention fire, the principle fits the experience. He shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given him. His water shall be sure. Amen. Finally, on my return trip, a stranger kindly paid my boat fare without asking me, even though I did not need help. I don't know his name. He has the mark of the beast track, so I hope he reads it and would be prepared when the time comes. Praise the Lord, brother. That is awesome. And then, Brother Francis, my testimony is that I would like to thank God for blessing me and my wife with a newborn baby boy a week ago. Praise the Lord. We cannot thank him enough for this blessing. We pray may he give us divine knowledge on how to bring the child in harmony with his will. Amen. And, of course, we know you get that knowledge from God's Word, and he will teach us how to raise our children. Praise the Lord. Brother Mel, I would like to thank our Heavenly Father for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Whenever I go into the Word of God to read and study, I always ask him for the Holy Spirit for discernment and understanding. Quite often I come across a word, verse, or passage that I just don't fully understand. At that point, I will always pray for the Holy Spirit for understanding. Sometimes the answer is immediate, other times it may be days before the answer is revealed. Regardless of the time it takes, our Heavenly Father has never failed to give me the understanding I asked for. I thank you, Father, and I love you, and all praise and glory be yours. Praise the Lord, brother, and I totally echo that praise. I'm sure we all pray before we start reading and studying God's Word, because he will bless us with the understanding through the Holy Spirit. And that's all I have for now. Keep them coming, brothers and sisters.
Amen. praise the Lord, starting out good again. But then again, it always does. I got a praise here from Brother Tim and my cell phone here. And he says, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. I would love to praise God for my salvation and happiness and peace. And I echo that, brother. That comes with it. And I would love to praise God for giving me verses out of the blue to tell my brother the other day that seed has been planted. Praise God. And amen, bro. When we were talking on the phone, yeah, I'll keep your brother in prayer like we were talking about too. Yeah, because he can't unhear what you said. So no matter how some people respond, they can't unhear it. So praise the Lord, bro. All right, and then I got Brother Stephen here, and then his mom. I just got an email from her, so I'll be digging that out in a minute. And Sister Marie emailed me a couple others too, I think. But Brother Stephen says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters in Christ. I am so thankful to God for his long-suffering, patience, and love towards me. When I feel like giving up, Jesus encourages me. When I am sad, God cheers me up. Yeah, isn't that something? And if you don't catch it right away, the Lord will reveal how to. Sometimes he works in a way you don't even realize it's him doing it. You know, it's like with that minstrel thing, when it first started hitting me, I was going, is that you, Father? And so he says, when I am sad, God cheers me up. When I am perplexed, he gives clarity. God's works and words are awesome. I thank and praise him. Can't thank him enough. God is very good. I thank him for strengthening me to speak about the present truth to people and to pass out tracts. I thank him for blessing me financially because he has given me huge breaks this month in that direction. And I thank him and praise him for helping me to exercise and be better in mind. I thank God for his corrections of my behavior. reminding me to not love, or rather lose my focus on Christ. I thank Jesus for the peace that can be experienced in the study of the scriptures. And there are many great things to praise God for, and I am grateful to be able to hear some of those things this Sabbath day. God bless. And before I go and jump into the emails here, I want to also praise the Lord that my son Josh and his wife and beautiful little girls, well, all the girls are beautiful, and are all here. They've been here for a few days, and it's just little feet, you know, slapping the ground all over the place. It's just nice to have little kids around the house again, like for all that time. And especially the little one, I think it's Evelyn. I kind of get the names mixed up because they're kind of similar. She likes to dance to the script. Because I came into the house the other day and I had the scripture music playing on my cell phone in my back pocket. And sometimes I just get so used to it playing, I walk in not realizing it's still on. And once I went up to the UPS guy, says, oh, thank you. And he gave me the box. And I didn't even realize that the music was playing, and I gave him a track. And I wonder what he thought, you know, where's that music coming from? But it was really nice. And so I walk into the house, and the music is playing, because I got it at full blast because of my tinnitus, and so I need to have it, hear it. And so I come in, and the little one just starts spinning slowly and dancing and putting her hands up and moving. I thought it was so cute. I danced with her, you know, just slowly like King David dance, you know, like just spinning slowly and putting the hands up. And just, oh, it's just so cute. And I want to praise the Lord for that. That was just amazing. Because that was a special moment. I mean, all the kids having them here is a special moment, obviously, but sometimes it just hits you like a ton of golden bricks from heaven. And I thank God for that. All right, so let me check my emails here, as I already know they're there. I just didn't get a chance to transfer them over, so let me put this on this screen instead. Yeah, I'll just do it that way rather than putting them in the notepad. And this is from Sister Aurora. And she says, hello, brothers and sisters. This may seem simple, but for me, it was a major eye-opener. I started my Bible reading journey in Genesis, then Exodus, and when I got to Leviticus, I lost the passion, so I switched to the Gospels. I wanted to understand the character of Jesus. I'm now in the book of John, and it finally hits me. Growing up Catholic, we don't read the Bible. And the few times I did, I remember Jesus saying things like, he who sent me, in referring to his Father. I was confused because his father was Joseph. You know, because that's the Catholic Church, the way they, you know, she used to be Catholic. And then she says, now I learned in my older days, the Father is God. And it finally came all together that Jesus is. He is the great I am. He came to earth by the one that sent him, our Holy Father. John chapter 9, verses 4 and 5. And she, I think she's quoting it here. Yeah. I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And then she says, this was revealed to open my eyes, open my heart, and I am so grateful to the Lord, our God, for his mercy in giving me time on earth to understand this mighty message. Thank you for letting me share this wonderful experience. Thank you, sister, for sharing it. That's nice. I love the eye-openers, because, and I love it when it happens in real time, too, like say, because I know everybody here has probably experienced that, those of us that hand out tracts and say a few words before we depart, you know. And like when we hand someone, because like with the UPS guys, I might stand out there for 10 seconds, that's it, and say what the track's about. I summarize, right? And sometimes people will ask a question, and then, you know, yahoo, I'm going to stand there for, you know, 10 minutes if I can, you know. And what I mean about is the eye-opening in reality is when you're looking at them, like I like to go back to that man that started crying, you could see in his eyes that what I'm sharing is hitting him. It's causing his heart to beat in his chest even harder. It's like thumping. And it brought him the tears. And or other times that I've seen it where it doesn't bring him the tears, but you can see, like, all of a sudden they're transfixed and they're locked on you, on what you're saying. And it's hitting them, and you can see it. Those moments, those eye-openers, oh, I just crave them. That's one of the things that reasons I loved being out there, sharing my faith. And when I say I do it on the street, I just walk up there. I don't go out there with a megaphone and stuff like that. No. I just happen to walk up on somebody, and like me and Pastor Russ used to get on, we would drive all the way to the one side of Cicero Avenue and get on a bus and go all the way down to the bus end on the other end of Cicero and then take another bus to go all the way back to where we parked his car or his truck or whatever he was using that day. And but it would take 30 minutes to 45 minutes to go all the way down and 30 to 45 minutes to come all the way up. And while we're there, we're just talking to all the people on the bus, you know. And it's just, oh, it's fun. Because especially when you see the eye-opening moments with these people. So praise his mighty name for that, sister. Thank you for sharing. All right, let me get something here from Sister Stephanie. Well, I got to get it off this screen because I just... I can't read it over there. Okay, here we go. Because I got this big boom microphone stand, or not a stand, but it's a boom arm, and it's blocking the view of that monitor. And so she says, Sabbath blessings, Pastor Nick, Sister Fran, and church family. I pray everyone is doing well today and staying strong in the Lord, as we do for you, dear sister. And then she says, for myself, I want to praise the Lord, the good Lord, for everything that he does for me and my family. We struggle a lot, but we know God has us and will not let us fall. This week, we were able to officially pay off our car, which may sound small, but it's huge for us. Amen. I know what you mean. And all glory to God for providing the way for that. I also praise him for his continual guidance, mercy, protection, and strength. He is so good. I also want to praise the Lord for his hand in my friend and brother in Christ's struggle. He had a stroke last Saturday and was able to move what they needed to within hours. What he was, and he was able to move what they, I don't know, what they needed to within, maybe his body, you know, maybe his arm or something. But then he lost his voice, she says, which they said was unusual since he was moving. Okay, so then, yeah, it was part of his body. But the next day, he regained his talking a bit. He is now in rehab for speech and movement. They say he is progressing very quickly. He has been witnessing to the nurses, amen, and anyone he has talked to. And a huge blessing from this. His daughter saw what God is doing for her dad and gave her life to Christ. Wow, sometimes it takes that, you know, something that heavy. So then she says that she lost all doubt in our loving God. God is so amazing. All glory and praise to God. Peace and God be with you, Sister Stephanie. Amen. Thank you again, my sister. All right. And I got another one here from Sister Marie, but it's going to take a while, so I see hands are up, so I'm going to drop the mic and let whoever's next.
Sabbath blessings, family. Can everyone hear me? Praise the Lord. Okay. So this is Brother Anthony, by the way. I know you guys are familiar with my voice, but just in case you guys don't know, this is Anthony. I don't even know where to begin. The Lord's been really good, as he always is. Big praise, small praise, it doesn't matter. One way or the other, it's going to glorify our Lord. So, one thing I definitely want to share first and foremost is I want to praise the Lord that me and Danny were out yesterday doing our monthly grocery shopping, and also this was, of course, we were just getting everything ready for Sabbath. And so since we were in the, because I don't know if some of you know, but Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York, they're called the tri-states because they're very close to one another, so you can drive right through them in a matter of a few hours. They pretty much border each other. And so we live in Pennsylvania, and so we were in New Jersey where we do our grocery shopping at, because there's a lot of good shops that we go to, and plus they're all within like a 25-minute radius of each other. So while we were, we left early in the morning, so we were done with our shopping before the afternoon. And so we had some time to kill, so we decided to go to New York where my in-laws live. And so we, kind of unexpected surprise, Danny's aunt was in town. She's from Florida. And so we got to see her. Got to see Danny's sister, got to see her mother and brother. So it was a nice time to get together with family for a little bit. But also, Danny put in a prayer request in Telegram for her Uncle Will, who is currently in the hospital. He's got diabetes, and and there's talks about him going on dialysis. And for those who don't know, dialysis usually means that the person doesn't have much longer to live, but we're not going to speak that, because if it's the Lord's will, Uncle Will will get out of that hospital alive, and that and he could be healed if it's the Lord's will. But nonetheless, though, so it was a blessing just to be able to go see him, and I actually met him for the first time yesterday, and very nice man. He also was just, you know, encouraging me to, you know, keep doing what I'm doing. He says, you know, good luck to you in your marriage, good luck to you in your new career, because you guys know I just recently became a truck driver. So he was talking about that as a new career. And also, too, just we're just getting the chance to catch up and, you know, just to be there as a witness for Christ, because, you know, at first we were just going to go right home, but then once everyone was going to go to the hospital, seeing my sister Dana, says, yeah, let's go and see him. Excuse me. So we got to see him, and I told Danny, I says, you know, God's not going to hold it against us, you know, because it's Friday, and of course we want to be back in time for the Sabbath, which we were, so praise the Lord. I says, you know, God's not going to hold it against us for going to see him. You know, a part of being a witness for Christ is visiting the sick. And so just keep, his name is William again, so just keep him in prayer that, you know, he would, that this time that he's in the hospital, you know, we'll give him a chance to reflect on his life and give his life to the Lord fully. And also, you know, let's just pray that if it's the Lord's will, that he would be healed of his ailments. Having trouble hearing you, bro, when you turn away from the mic. Oh, I'm directly in front of the mic, so I don't know if it's an issue on your end. I don't know if anybody else is having trouble hearing me. But nonetheless, though, another praise is that I also want to praise the Lord that I got my truck last week, so I'm ready to hit the road Monday morning, and I got a really wonderful driver manager. His name is Cole, so praise the Lord for that. And I also praise the Lord for my trainer, because my trainer that I had when I was out on training. Okay, it's good where you guys are at. Oh, okay. All right, so then it's not me then. Yeah, bro, I don't know if it's something on your end. If you could refresh your page or refresh wherever you're listening to. But but anyway, the other praise is that my trainer, I was only supposed to be with him for a week, but I requested 2 weeks just so I could have a little bit more training underneath my belt. So so the first night that I go out with him, I found out he was a Christian, so it was a really good time to talk about the Lord, talk about scripture, and just get to know each other. But you know, one thing that he told me that really hit me hard is that he said that just before he came and picked me up, he was actually on the phone with his wife crying because of the struggles that he's got going on right now in his life. And he said that in the 2 years that he was on fire for the Lord and, you know, he had a great walk, he said in that time he had never spoken like this about God. He said that not even God can help him in this situation. He said he had never spoken like that before. And quite frankly, I believe that that was a demon just trying to, you know, get him to be discouraged and just to give up on God. But all in all, though, he said that, because he also deals with mental health struggles as well, he said that when I got in that truck with him, he said his mental health had been great. He was able to be himself. And he said that, you know, I had said all that to my wife, and then you showed up in this truck a couple hours later. So apparently I was an answer to his prayer, which I'm not going to take any glory for that. That was the Lord right there, because it was ordained the way that it was so that, you know, I could witness to him and, you know, just to share little bits and pieces of the truth, because, of course, I'm not going to throw everything at him at once. So we talked about a lot of different things. We talked about tithing, talked about the Godhead, talked about you know, manly things that men usually talk about, just because, you know, two Christian men talking about different things that pertain to a man's struggles, you know. So it was a really good discussion, a couple of really good discussions that we had. And also, too, I praise the Lord that he also was there for me as my trainer, because he really showed me the ropes and he showed me a lot of easy tricks to get through the job so that my job isn't too difficult. And I don't make it more difficult than it really needs to be. So we were both put in each other's lives for a reason, and I still have his contact. Please keep him in prayer. His name is Brian. And, you know, I waited nearly a month to get back into work. But now, and I was starting to get a little frustrated because I was like, I've been waiting this long. I need to get back into work, you know. We need to get back on our feet. Like, I was feeling, I had a lot of those sentiments, but then, and then after I told Danny, I says, I'm about to give it about another week, but if something doesn't happen, then I'm going to call my training manager up and figure something else out. Nearly an hour later, about a little over an hour later, he texted me and told me that, hey, I'm Brian, I'm going to be your trainer for tonight. So I look back on everything and I said, you know what? I'm glad that I waited nearly a month. So, yeah, all that happened within the last month or two. And so I praise the Lord that how everything has just worked out the way it has. Like I said, I got my truck now. I'm ready to hit the road on Monday. And please keep me in prayer that my witness and will be an effectual one, and that people would be able to see Jesus through all that I do. So God bless you all. Happy Sabbath, and I'll drop the mic.
Praise the Lord, Brother Anthony. That is awesome. I have some more praises to share. I'm going to share Sister Fran's praise. And she says, I praise the Lord for my salvation and for the joy that comes with it. Also, I praise his name for how he suffered and died for me, so I can be in our Father's kingdom forever and ever with him and all his saints. Amen. I echo that too. I praise the Lord for blessing me to do with work, whether it's teaching or sharing God's word with my family, homeless people, neighbors, or anyone who God sends to me or leads me to. There are many times when I'm sharing Christ's teachings or even sharing my natural remedies with my sick neighbors that they end up mocking me or they just don't associate with me anymore. But I praise His holy name for all those rough times because it just brings me joy from Jesus and I get even closer than ever to Him. I praise the Lord now when I share the gospel or prophecy with those troubled people because I know now that working hard with them and keeping them all in prayer, I just may see them in heaven. Praise God for His holy, praise God's holy name. And then she has a verse, Psalms 84:12. O Lord of hosts, blesses the man that trusteth in thee. Isaiah 47:4. As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is His name, the Holy One of Israel. Amen. Praise the Lord, sister. And then I have some more praises to share. Let me go to my list here. The first one's from Brother Eli. He says, I handed out a tract to a woman at the register as she was very patient to all the customers. And this past 4th of July, I got pulled over by a cop, and I talked to him about Romans 13 and gave him two tracts. Then he greeted me, happy 4th of July. Praise the Lord. Sister Zoom says, I praise the Lord for knowing us, for mercifully saving us by sending His Son to us, for His expressions of love daily, for His grace, which has been giving a long and unending peace these days, for hope of His latter rain, for boosting my passion for His word, for deep sleeps, for the treasures in His end-time prophet, Sister E.G. White writings, and for this ministry that guides us through this dark and turbulent time. What a joy, what a peace, and what a light I have known these days. I praise the Lord for all of you, for your faith, obedience, and consistency, and I praise the Lord for lifting me into a consistent obedience. Praise the Lord, sister. And then Sister Amy, Sabbath blessings, everyone. After being diagnosed with MS 11 years ago, I am very thankful and praise the Lord that I have had minimal issues. I have never feared the diagnosis. I always trusted He would help me through it, and I never wanted to rely on doctors or meds to manage the disease. While I've had some episodes of pain, numbness, and unexplained symptoms, I turned to the Lord to help me through it. Doctors sell fear, and I will not relent to their tactics to use meds. I know the devil continues to try to bring me down and cause me to worry excessively, but I strive to rely solely on the Lord through prayer, fasting, and most of all, faith. I believe that strong faith in the Lord's love, guidance, and protection will help me get through the rough times. Amen, sister, and we will all keep you in our prayers. Sister Stephanie, I praise the Lord for a beautiful Sabbath day. I thank Him for His word, His great mercies. I also praise the Lord for blessing my sibling and I financially. And I praise the Lord for all these praises. Praise the Lord. And Sister Maria in Texas, I would like to praise the Lord for inclining His ear to my supplications. The cancer is gone. Praise the Lord. All I need is surgery. Also many, many other answered prayers and gifts that I didn't expect to get. Praise God. Praise the Lord, sister. And Brother Matthew, I praise the Lord for this time out of town, some time I needed to help in moving forward from my grief, for me and my son Isaiah. I also thank God for His love, mercy, and grace in strengthening us to persevere through the heartbreaking trial and helping us stay focused through it all, in Jesus' name, because we couldn't do it without Him. Amen, brother. Praise the Lord. All right, I will drop the mic.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to share what I got in a cell phone from Brother Severn. And the private part, thank you, brother, for sharing. I'm still keeping you in prayer. So amen to that. It's good to hear. But he says, I finally got back to normal after a two-week battle with a pretty bad staph infection. I know I always bring up tithing, but I feel some need to hear that if you are willing and cheerfully give, you will be taken care of. Since I have not been able to work steadily due to health and my wife's income doesn't come close to covering our bills, we always have what we need with some left over. And amen, brother. And then he says another, his final praise is, we all need to get healthy and eat clean while we can. I thought I was eating pretty well, but really wasn't. Fresh fruits and nuts is the way to go, and good quality supplements, since most of the soils have been depleted of minerals that we need. My energy has improved, mental clarity. He says he lost 20 pounds in blood pressure from 150 over 95 to 118 over 75 in just 30 days. Amen. And that's all just with natural methods. Amen. So praise the Lord, my brother. Amen and amen. All right, and I got another praise here from Sister Marie. And Sister Marie says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I pray all is well with you and your family, and that God will continue to keep us on his path. Amen. And then she says, I give praise to God for my salvation and for all answered prayers. I had received some alarming news. I prayed on it and, of course, worried about it, wondering how to help solve this problem. I helped in whatever way I was able, but the problem persisted. Once again, I took it to God, and he revealed that it was not for me to fix. I stepped aside and trusted that God is in control and will solve the problem one way or another. I continue to pray and believing that God's timing is the right timing. I also believe that this trial was not only for the other person, but maybe for me too. And I'm very thankful for it. Prayerfully, both situations are resolved. I won't know until tomorrow. Praise God. And then she says, I also want to give praise to how wonderful God's love and power is. Because there was a time last week when I was still troubled by my husband Tony's passing. I couldn't let it go, and I mentally continued to blame the doctors and cried in frustration. I called my mother. She has dementia and is very forgetful. She doesn't remember a lot of people or recent times. She is still my mother, and every once in a while, I feel like talking to her as mother to daughter about things that troubled me. I called my mom. We had a nice talk. When I finally told her how I felt, she surprised me with her comforting but direct words. I told my mom that I couldn't stop blaming the doctors. I felt like they killed him. And I agreed to his comfort as he passed. So I felt like I killed him too. But then I was in tears and needed her comfort. My mom said, Mija, which means my daughter, always remember that God is the one that decides when our time is up. And Tony's time was probably up. God gave him more time for you, so just be happy for that time. God knew what was best for Tony, and you need to stop feeling like it's your fault. You did your best for him, and God said it's time to take him home. He is resting peacefully, so don't live or think about negative things that you can't control. Now stay focused on God, and know that he loves you and will always be here for you. One day, it will be my turn to go home to the Lord. And I want to stay strong and keep following Jesus. I cried and thanked God for my mother and giving me this time with her. I have now decided to stay focused and not worry about the things I cannot change and continue my walk with God. God not only healed and comforted me, but he showed me how powerful he truly is. Not that I had any doubt, but he showed me that he gave my mom sound mind to talk to me and give me the advice I needed to hear from a mother. God is awesome, and all that he continues to do in my life, even when the enemy tries to upset me. I also thank the Lord for my healing. I was feeling sick yesterday, and I asked for prayers, and today I feel a lot better. Praise the Lord. Love always, Sister Marie. And I want to kind of echo your mother, Sister Marie, because it blesses my heart too, because I always think of Luke and it hits me hard every time. And the way she, you know, the Lord allowed her to give you that, to give her, you know, the clarity of thought to talk with you, and the way she said it, that God is the one that decides when our time is up, I have no doubt in my mind, as I know you don't either, in regards to why Tony died when he did. He died directly after he said he wanted to be baptized. He publicly announced his faith in Christ. And so the Lord knew, okay, his time's up. He did what he wanted him to do. And now you'll see him again. Everything will be fine. And it's the same thing when I look at my son Luke. His time was up after he accepted Christ as Savior, and all those fruits were there, and we saw it all. And then you know, the Lord allowed him to take his nap. Because for whatever reason, Tony or Luke or anybody else that goes asleep before plague one, perhaps they're not able to handle what's coming, you know, spiritually wise or even physically, because it's going to be some intense days. And so, amen, Sister Minnie. God spoke through your mom that day, Sister Marie. You know, he gave you the private time that you needed with mom. The Lord knew it. And Jill's words were pretty obvious in regards to, you know, when Tony arises, and if you take a nap before it all goes down, you'll arise with him, as long as we all stay on the path. Amen. God's timing is the right time, and God knew this was their time. Amen. Amen, Sister Marie. Because we have to leave it all in his hands, and he's always been perfect in that area. All right, let me just check this here. PM here. It's a praise from Brother Eli. He says, praise the Lord for helping me and Brother Alex when we had a conversation with a woman who works at the dock. She asked us if we were Mormons. I remember you telling me about this, yeah. She asked us if we were Mormons, and we said we are not. We gave her it back and explained how Jesus helps us keep his Ten Commandments. She accepted the tract with a smile. Another elder woman who we gave a tract to, and she talked to us how the word revelation was changed to apocalypse. And if I remember correctly, she said that having the book of Revelation name changed to the book of apocalypse prevents people from opening the Bible. We shared the climate to Mark, you know, track in a very short, or information in a very short explanation, as she already got the track. And she said, I hope you guys can stop this. None of us can stop Bible prophecy, and praise the Lord for this opportunity. But yeah, some people actually think that this is all going to get better. It's all like it'll stop. No, this is the final warning. It's supposed to happen. And the fact that the Lord had us tell people that 20, 30 years ago, when we started sharing it, proves, yeah, you can't change Christian prophecy. The Bible says it's supposed to happen this way, and it is now happening. And so, but yeah, but a lot of people think that, you know, the Christian leaders, if they all repent and there's a big old global revival, that's why they're doing all these fake revivals, they think that we could somehow bring peace to earth, and then the fake Jesus will show up and say, hey, y'all got it right. Let's all keep Sunday holy too, by the way, to stop all the disasters because my dad's mad. You know, and so it's just going to be, you know, we all know what's going to happen next. So, but praise the Lord. I think I got another one in the email here. Yeah, from Sister Daniela. Yeah, we got Dan's and Daniela. Okay, let me get this one up here. And she says, Sabbath blessings, church family. She says, my grandfather passed away almost 1 week ago. Sorry to hear it, Sister. Our condolences and our prayers are with you and your family. Because it's not a rough time when anything like that happens, you know. But she says, I praise the Lord for giving me a chance to see him on a video and tell him that I love him. I didn't know that would be our last conversation. And I was prompted by the Lord to tell him that I loved him. I also praise the Lord for his mercy in allowing my grandpa to pass away in peace. And he passed away in his sleep. And lastly, I praise the Lord for his love, comfort, and peace. For without it, I would be desperate and lost. Amen. Your sister in Christ, Sister Danielle. Yeah, yeah. A couple of rough ones there. You know, it's hard sometimes to read this stuff, but it's, you know, sometimes, but it's also a blessing at the same time, because the way the Lord helps us through these rough times. And brothers and sisters, it's going to get a lot rougher. We're going to be seeing people die in the coming days that you know, because of all that's going on in the world, and it's going to get worse. And without the strength and the peace that we get from Jesus, there's no way we'd ever get through it. No way. You know, like I never thought I'd have to go through what I went through. Because, I mean, I lost my dad, my mom, you know, my sister, Nina, and all that. And that was rough, you know. But I never ever thought I'd lose a child. Never thought that would happen. But, you know, live and learn. So I got another praise from Brother Ted. And he says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I would like to praise the Lord for the following. Here where I live, it is very disappointing that when you share your faith, it could be compared to preaching to stones. Stoic looks with no emotions, or people turning their heads with looks of pathetic expulta. Okay, I'm going to have to look that one up. Expulsion or something, I don't know. However, this week, when walking through the town center, I shared my faith with a gentleman. I was not expecting any joyous expectations, but this conversation took a different turn. And the gentleman not only accepted the sharing of my faith, but exchanged phone numbers and emails. I know it was only one raindrop in a 10-year drought. I find it difficult, even now, to keep back the tears of joy. I want to thank God for restoring the strength of my faith, as well as finding a like-minded soul. And this reminds me of the UPS. Oh, he says, please keep Charlie Riddleston in your prayers. Your brother in Christ Jesus, Ted. So I guess that's the guy that he gave the track to and all that and was talking to. But it reminds me of this, you know, because like everybody knows, a FedEx, UPS, mail lady, you know, anybody that comes up my driveway, I'm going to have a chance to share with them. And, you know, 50% of the time, it's that stoic look kind of a thing, but they do listen. You know, they, you know, but, and some of them are kind of nice and accepted. But this one woman I talked to last week, I mean, I just wanted to keep talking. And she kind of acted like she wanted to keep talking too, but she had a job to do and I didn't want to take her from it. But, very joyous response to the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit track, because I kind of gave her a summary on it. You know, and in regards to how the world is out there, literally the devil's out there conditioning everybody to seem like, to think in their minds that it's no big deal to blaspheme the Holy Spirit by blaspheming God every chance they get. Everything from homosexuality to transgenderism. If you ever agree with what their lifestyle is about, you're blaspheming. And the devil knows it. And so he gets everybody to jump on that bandwagon so that when he enforces the mark, that's just another blasphemy, no big deal. I didn't see any lightning come out of the sky and blaspheme because I agreed with some transgender. But then again, no one reads their Bibles anyway. But still, the Lord wouldn't put us out there in the coming days unless he knew there were people that would hear what we have to say. And that's why he told me recently in that one, you know, statement that I heard in my heart, it's no longer time to debate. We're only supposed to give the truth to those who want to hear it. Someone wants to debate, go ahead. There's plenty of people out there that will debate with you. You know, like if a brother or a sister is a little confused about a certain topic, some people may think it's a debate. No, I'll share with them the truth in regards to that topic. But if they want to go further with it and go back and forth, it's no, I'm not going to go there. I've gone through this way too many times to not realize what I'm looking at. So, but yeah, no more. The Lord is very adamant about it, you know, because if they don't want to hear what we have to say, go to the next person. That's the reason for Titus 3:10. He doesn't say try 20 times. He says try 2 times, and sometimes only 1 time. Give the, you know, 1 or 2 admonitions. And the reason he says 1 is because it's obvious. Some people are going to make it painfully obvious that number 2 ain't going to work. Number 1 really upset them. So, Let me check my email one more time. I think Sister Mindy's got more praises. That was just an email to me, by me. So I'm going to put that thing on the climate change page that I shared earlier. I also want to praise the Lord that tech support finally got back to me on this one. And where they're telling me that their software will do what I want it to do, because I tested these things. Three or four of them already, and it just ain't working. And my son Josh knows about one of them because he happened to be in the office here when I was trying to convert my blog, which is about, I thought it was like three, but it's 5,000 pages, the blog that I have. I want to convert it to HTML because I have a feeling because of what happened with John 14:29. Out of the blue, they just shut me down. And so I put John 14:29 on a home server. Even though I don't have the bandwidth to handle it, I put it on a home server anyway. But during Sabbath, if you try to go to John 14:29 now, it's just going to tell you, sorry, it's down right now. Because I turn it off on Sabbath because of what happened in the past. And so people will use it against us and knock people out of the room. And people just won't know what's happening. You know, just they try to do that to stress me out, I guess. But I will, for what they're saying, and if it doesn't work, they did say they will give me a refund, which doesn't give me confidence in them, but still, yeah, I'm going to try it anyway, but I wanted to praise the Lord for it because I want to convert the entire blog to HTML so as to have a permanent record because WordPress is a public server, and they could, you know, easily just say, we've had enough of this guy and just shut me down. And but I have backups, you know, the thing is, you know, I just don't want to go, you know, one page at a time and make an HTML out of it. Because I did that a few times already. It's pretty time consuming. So I wanted to praise the Lord that I found a way to do it en masse. And so that it'll make my work easier on the update day on Wednesdays when I not only update the blog, I update the site with all the links that I put in. Those are all going to disappear because it's crashing my system out anyway, or my website, because it's just too much information. And some browsers can't handle it, so it crashes out certain pages. That's why I started building archives. Now I'll just point them to my in-server blog to get additional articles if they want it, because me stacking them in there is just causing problems for me and it's slowing me down. And so, but I wanted to praise God for that I finally, this has been like over a year I've been looking for this, and finally it looks like I found something that will work, and I just want to praise God for that because it takes a load off. It makes it that much easier for me to do my work. And so, anyway, I'm going to drop the mic because I don't think, well, let me just see. I don't think I got any more. Yeah, I got the climate change. That's for me. That's the tech support. That's Sister Amber, which is, she sends me articles. Well, I tell you, she gets some real doozies, too. I really love the stuff she sends. And it's my domain. I don't have any more. You got any, Sister Mindy? I'm going to drop the mic if you do.
Yes, I have a couple more, and I'll share my praises. So we've got Sister Zoom had another praise she posted in the chat room. My car got bashed by another car when it rolled against my car. I praise the Lord that not only did the angels guide the car to not destroy my car, but only dent the door a little and to move the heart of the culprit to leave a number on my dashboard to discuss and remedy his error. It all got sorted, and I believe the enemy tried to crush my car because he knew how much I praised my Father for it and for the independence and security that comes with it. I also thank God that he has given me several opportunities to share Jesus' truths and share my love of God with colleagues and others and see a real impact in their reception of it. I praise the Lord for giving me good things to pray for, like opportunities to share God's truth and character, hope for others' family situation and witnesses to God's love and faith, and for reminding me to pray for all this church family and Pastor Nick, Sis Fran, and all others giving sermons every single day. Thank you, Lord, for life and for guiding me out of darkness and error into the indescribable glorious light of Christ's Spirit. Praise the Lord, sister. Praise the Lord for his protection over you. And Brother Seth, I praise the Lord for allowing me to travel safely One day, things happened so quickly that by the time my eyes, brain realized what was happening, all I could see was a head floating across my truck hood. I immediately gave praise to the Lord for sending an angel to accelerate the dog's that does legs so that she ran quicker. I think it means dogs. To accelerate the dog's legs so that she ran quicker than I've ever seen and prevent being hit totally by my vehicle. This isn't the first time that the Lord has prevented accidents with deer. Okay. Normally, the pastor's voice sends them running in advance as I listen to the sanctuary study, but in rare cases, the outliers have been close calls. Praise the Lord for watching over us. God bless. Yes, I've had an incident with some deer, too, and it's pretty scary, but praise the Lord they didn't get hurt. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and share my praise. I'm going to check the chat room just to make sure there's not any more in there. Sister Letitia. Okay, so Sister Letitia has one. I want to always praise God for his mercy and love and willingness to save me from my sinful life. I praise God for his blessings and always providing everything that we need every day of our lives, for the peace he gives us through struggles and worries in life and just allowing him to handle it. Also for his protection on the road, as there are always too many driving so fast and in a hurry, and he keeps us safe on the road. Thank you, God. I praise God for opportunity to see my grandchildren last month when we went to Texas and being able to whisper in their ear that God loves them. Praise the Lord. And she says, I praise God for my kids. Father Robert, who had serious infection, life-threatening, he went through surgery, and as of now, he's doing well and healing. He has a long road ahead of him of healing, so keep him in your prayers that he will take better care of himself. He learned he is diabetic through this infection. We'll definitely keep him in our prayers, sister. And I don't think I have any more, so I'll go ahead and share my praise. I want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that it brings. And always, God always provides for me, blesses me with good health, healthy food to eat, my garden, and just, I can go on and on. For the roof over my head, and just, he's just so good. You know, his word, the truth he's blessed us with, my beloved church family, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I love you all so much. And I praise the Lord last Sabbath. It was just amazing how it all happened. I got through the children's study with the Ten Commandments lesson, and shortly after Pastor Nick started our study in Acts, my internet went down, and it was down that whole Sabbath. I don't think it came back up till like late Saturday night. And I just praise the Lord for protecting my internet so I was able to do the study in children's study. And so I was just praising him all day that, you know, he kept the enemy's attacking. He kept the enemy from, you know, disturbing the study. So praise the Lord for that. And I praise the Lord. Y'all know I work at Goodwill, and I've got some coworkers that, have been struggling with personal things. And I just praise the Lord for giving me the love and compassion towards them. They feel like they can come to me with things that are going on in their lives. And, I've got one coworker that's a lesbian. I've got one coworker that was into pagan, Wicca things. And her sister recently died in a horrible car accident, and it woke her up, and she threw away all her Wicca books or pagan books. I just praise the Lord for that. And I told her, praise the Lord. And I just gave her a big hug. And I said, God loves you. And would you like me to give you a Bible? Because she wants to start reading the Bible. And she said, yes, please. And so I'm going to, I've been praying, Lord, how can I reach these coworkers? Because I have another coworker that's a part-time bartender. And You know, she drinks and smokes cigarettes and, you know, how can I reach these lost souls, you know? And so he laid on my heart to write them each a handwritten letter with my testimony, how God changed my life. And, you know, and I'm going to give them each a Bible, King James Bible. I'm going to give them each a Steps to Christ book. I debated on the Arlec book. I don't know that they're ready for that. I think first they need to know Christ and to give their life to Christ. And then, you know, eventually give them an Arlec book and tract on the Antichrist, what have you. But they're not going to really understand those until they first come to Christ and they get to know him. And so, you know, brothers and sisters, there's so many hurting people out there. And we don't know their life story. They could have been abused as children. They could have had horrible childhoods. And, you know, they're hungry for the Lord. And they, you know, they just need us to show them love. We're not here to judge them. We're not here to, you know, point out their sins. We're here to show them love, to give them hugs when they need it. That's showing Christ, right? That's, look how Christ came to all the sinners. And he wasn't judging them and revealing their faults. He was showing them love. And that's how we reveal Christ. And so I just pray the Lord for laying on my heart to, I'm gonna make like little gift bags for them. And you know, I know at work I can't share my faith so much, but I can give them a gift. And with those letters in them that I write specifically for each one of them, and just sharing my testimony, and, you know, and then, of course, pray that these, you know, the Bible and the Steps to Christ and my letter will touch their hearts. And then I'm going to let the Holy Spirit do the rest, right? We do our work, and we share our faith with them, which is our testimony, and then you just let the Holy Spirit take over from there, because seeds will be planted that the Holy Spirit can water and nurture. So I just wanted to share that all with you all. I love you all. God bless.
Amen. Thank you for sharing, sister. Amen and amen. You just check my email one more time here. Okay. Don't appear to be getting anything else. And so, if you're late getting it to me, we'll just share it next time like we always do. So, amen. I guess we can have a song and then we'll end in prayer. Thank you. Finish in prayer. Okay. Please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you for all these blessings that we've witnessed the last 30 years, 30 days, 30 minutes. And because everyone that has been blessed by you likes to share it, which gives you glory. And so we thank you for letting us have that opportunity to be able to do that for you, to glorify you. Thank you for blessing this week ahead of us. Give us good work to do for you. Keep us safe with a strong head of angels. And bless everyone that's on our prayer list, which is growing by the day. We thank you for these precious souls that you have put in our way, in our path, in our lives. We thank you for all these things in the name of your Son, our Savior and our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.